Star 88.3, this is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. Today I'm going to tell you about a really cool event, and it's free. Okay, now I have your attention. I want to tell you about a breakfast coming up that will be inspiring, encouraging, and none other than our buddy, my friend, Mick Baker, who's the Chief Ministry Officer of The Edge, is going to tell us all about this breakfast. And Mick, tell us about The Edge.
Well, it's been a wonderful journey. I've been working at it now about 6 months. We're the second site. The Edge Ministry is popping up all over the country.
Oh.
But we were fortunate to be number two. But we're not a franchise type setup. Actually,
okay.
Each city has its own finances. We don't have to send anything anyplace else. So
okay.
We just use the same motto, the same mission statement, the same logo. That keeps some uniformity and some synergy. So yeah, very cool. And get to do a lot of fun things and meeting with people. Living at Fort Wayne my entire life, I don't lack for people that I know. But
yes.
Man, it has been so good meeting on the depth level of having this spiritual mindset where we try to go there first instead of last, and
yes.
really trying to say, how do we take it to work with us in a way that's so friendly and so fun and
yes.
so loving and kind that nobody would ever look at it twice. They would just accept it as something, this person cares about me and loves me.
Right. That's the way it is as believers. We're supposed to take that with us everywhere we go. It's not a Sunday, Wednesday night thing. Daily living that out. Have you been surprised at all about anything that you've heard from other people saying, I didn't realize that, you know, I could do this, or what the opportunities were?
Yeah, actually, it's kind of interesting. Most people tend to put their work in a box.
Yes.
And outside of that box is more where they live their faith, do things with family, live out their passions, you know, really look at their hobbies and everything. And they keep their work as the place where they make income
yes.
and do a business. And what I'm finding is people really want to do it. They just don't really have the encouragement, the accountability,
right.
the resources to do what they want to be able to do. And what I find is, whether it's, hey, let's all read a proverb a day, those that want to, and let's talk about what we're learning as far as wise counsel for us,
yes.
or let's do better at, when we have time, let's go around and learn people's stories.
Yes.
That's been real insightful. Somebody has told me they had a secretary for 17 years, and I said, tell me about her. And he goes, what do you mean? I said, well, tell me about her. And he goes, well, I think she's married.
And
we just don't take the time
yes.
to really get to know the people that we work with and learn the story. And the more we learn their story, the more we love them, the more we can care about them, and the more opportunity is for faith conversations.
Amen.
So that's been fun. Along with that, I'm really excited about is this whole idea of having personal mission statements. My
nice.
New one is that I started 4 months ago. There's nothing more important than who I am in the Lord and those I influence for His kingdom.
Good.
And what I find is a lot of people don't have those.
Sure.
So they're doing that, and they're also creating some family value statements, which again, no matter what your age, I'm at 63 and kind of doing that for the first time with my family, and
nice.
Some of them are creating their own with their families. I'm excited about it.
Okay, so before we leave, we've got to talk about this breakfast coming up on Monday, May the 20th. Quickly tell us that, and I'll put everything on my Conversations page also.
All right. That sounds perfect. Well, like you said, May 20th at the Miro Center from 7 a.m. to 8:30. It is free. We'll have a buffet breakfast.
Nice.
We have about 35 to 40 tables. And Jeff Strucker is our speaker. He's an
nice.
Author, pastor, and a podcaster. Jeff was a member of the Army Ranger Hall of Fame. And if you've ever seen the movie Black Hawk Down,
yes.
he was one of the soldiers that was portrayed in that movie. And he just has a very, very passionate story about faith on fire in the marketplace. So informative. And yes, we'll be asking for support. So
yes.
yeah, I'm just thrilled for this opportunity.
This is going to be great. The Edge Challenge Breakfast at the Miro Center. If you yep. want to know more about it, it's on my Conversations link. We want to be there with you. Star is going to be there. Star883.com.
Yep.
Just click on Conversations.